as Dr. Pimple Popper, I know that people are going to pop their own pimples. I do it myself. I mean, I'm a dermatologist, but I understand you can't walk out sometimes with the Mount Vesuvius, right, on your nose. Okay, this is an at-home extraction. This is using the famous comedone extractor. You can use a comedone extractor to extract your blackheads, potentially. The most common places to get blackheads and whiteheads are really in the oily parts of our face, like our forehead, our nose, and our chin. Sometimes the medial or the middle parts of our cheeks as well. But you can get them anywhere. Instruments are okay to use. I don't like to tell people that it's totally okay to use them because sometimes you can obsess about these things. You know, you can get that 10x mirror and it's half an hour later and you realize you're still in the bathroom looking in the mirror and looking at your blackheads and your whiteheads. There's really a level of body dysmorphia that you can have if you overdo things. I also am very against vacuums, like pore vacuums where they kind of sucks out your blackhead. It might look cool, but that sucking motion, it can actually pull on your blood vessels and make them more dilated on the surface of your skin. So you can get what we call telangiectasias, which are noticeable blood vessels on the surface of your skin, and they can be really hard to remove. It's like getting a hickey and someone sucking on an area of your skin, and then you're going to have increased redness and more blood flow to the area, and some of that can persist, and you don't want that. There's a certain window of the lifespan of your pimple where it's ideal. And that's really when it's come to the surface of your skin. It's become what people might call a whitehead, but it's actually a pustule. When you get a pimple, it's as if your body is realizing that it's foreign and it's actually trying to treat it. And that's why it gets really red and painful. Your immune system is actually trying to push it out of your body. And when it's the most superficial, that's the ideal time to really make the lightest, most superficial nick in the surface if you have to. And a gentle squeeze will squeeze all of that out. Because we all know what it's like when you try to squeeze a pimple when it's too early, right? It just makes it bigger, it makes it more painful, it makes it worse. If you poke something when it's too early and it's deep, the deeper that you traumatize your skin, the more risk you have of scarring. That's the worst thing about acne. You know, it's not gonna threaten your life, but the fact that it can cause scarring that can be in your life for the rest of your life, that's what you don't want.